Hallelujah. So good to feel the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. And God is good to us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Psalms tonight. Amen. Let's go to a psalm that probably most of us can quote, Psalm 23. I want to preach tonight on I shall not want. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Psalm 23. And let's just all read it aloud together. And praise the Lord. Psalm 23, verse 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight, God. Thank you for your word that's anointed. I know your word is anointed. Speak into our hearts, God. Thank you for the word of God, Lord. Thank you that you're our shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. We love you tonight, Lord. Praise God. Amen. I shall not want. Can you say that tonight? I shall not want. Glory to God. You know why we shall not want? Because the Lord is my shepherd. This psalm was written by a shepherd. This psalm was written, you know, I don't know nothing about being a shepherd tonight other than what I've studied about. But in those eastern countries and in Israeli time, you know, the Israelis were shepherds. The Jewish people were sheep people. They had sheep. They had sheep and goats. And David was a wonderful shepherd. Matter of fact, God chose him to lead his people because of how he dealt with the sheep. And you know, all through the Bible, it talks about it, or it uses the reference at different places in the Bible more than once about us being sheep and God being the shepherd. As a matter of a fact, Jesus himself said, "I am the good shepherd." And this, you know, I don't want to complicate this tonight, but I'm going to preach to you tonight, if the Lord will help me, what the Lord has laid on my heart. Now listen, I don't want to make y'all nervous, but I'm going to give you a rundown of what I want to preach. Maybe you still have your Bibles open. I want to preach about rest. He maketh me lie down. I'm preaching on I shall not want. I shall not want rest. Because the Bible said he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I want to preach about refreshment. Because the Bible said he leadeth me beside the still waters. I want to preach about restoration. I shall not want rest. I shall not. And you got to get this word want is basically lack. I shall not lack it. I shall not want it. In the old English, that word want would be like a missing, like it's missing. I shall, the best way in our English, in modern English, it would be like I shall not lack All right, y'all got that? I shall not lack rest. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. I shall not lack refreshment. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. I shall not lack restoration, for he restoreth my soul. I shall not lack guidance, because he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Are y'all nervous? That's four things I'm going to preach about already. That's a lot. Verse number four, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I shall not lack, or I shall not want courage. I will fear no evil. Amen. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I shall not want comfort. Hallelujah. I shall not lack comfort. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me. Amen. I shall not lack supply. Praise God. Thou preparest. Have I lost you yet? I'm just on number 7. Are y'all nervous yet? I've got 7 points to preach about already, and I'm not even done. In the presence of mine enemies, I shall not want protection. Amen. That's number 8. Are y'all nervous yet? Thank the Lord he's honest. Some of y'all are not honest. You're already nervous. I've got 8 points already. Number 9, verse number 5, thou anointest mine head with oil, I shall not lack power. Amen. This was a sign of authority, anointing the king with oil. Glory to God. Did you know that you're a king? Amen. You're a king and a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. And then my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy, I shall not lack mercy. Amen. And then I shall not want, and then verse 6, forever. Praise God. That is, amen, 11 things that I want to preach about tonight. Can anybody see that clock back there? I got plenty of time, don't I? Brother Mike's not here. He always say, plenty of time. Come on. You know, I guess he likes long preaching or something. But y'all ain't acting like y'all like that long preaching. I shall not want is what the Bible says. Did y'all hear about that little boy that they was going to quote the 23rd Psalm, the Sunday school class was, and they was little kids. And they was like each child was going to say a line. You know, this one was going to say, the Lord's my shepherd. The next one's going to say, I shall not want. The next one was, you know, and they was getting some of them a little, you know, had a little bit more, learning ability, I guess you would say, just to put it nicely. And so, but the youngest one, he was going to start out with that. The Lord is my shepherd. And so the teacher kept telling him, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all you need to know. Just say that right there. Just say, the Lord is my shepherd. This is all you got to say. So they get up there and he gets the microphone and they say the 23rd Psalm. And the little boy says, the Lord is my shepherd. And that's all I need to know. And you know what? That's the truth. When the Lord is our shepherd, that's all we need to know. Amen. I shall not want is what the Bible says. You know, when God is our shepherd, amen, he will give us everything we need, whether it be physical or spiritual. Amen. The rest from God that the Bible tells us here, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, we live in one of the most wearisome worlds that we could ever imagine. People are always wore out. Amen? I believe that the Holy Ghost spoke to us the other night, hallelujah, and said, don't give me what's left, but give me, amen, your first. Praise God. Amen. We're weary, and you know our bodies get weary.
Hallelujah. But the Lord will give us rest. Our minds will get weary. Our spiritual man will get weary. Hey, the Bible says that in the end days, that the devil's number one tactic, or one of the great things he will use, is he will try to wear out the saints of God. He'll try to wear us out of serving God. Amen. Wear us out of praying. Amen. But I'm preaching tonight on I shall not want, I shall not lack rest. Hallelujah. God will give us rest. I remember, amen, and I think about this a lot when I pray and be tired and have to get up the next morning, maybe go to work or somewhere, and I'll be tired. And I think about this, but I remember we was preaching and in Fort Worth, and I had to preach, and I had to preach through Sunday, and then we was going to leave there, and I had to be in Kentucky. And it don't always happen this way, but it was like back to back. And, you know, when you're like me, you don't get a whole lot of places to preach. You just take them if they come and you go with them. And so they, you know, I knew it was going to be close, but, you know, when you love to preach, hallelujah. Amen. So I had to drive just to get there. I had to drive all night. And so I preached that night on Sunday night, and then I was supposed to be preaching in Kentucky the next night. And it was like 16 or something hours. It was way up there in Kentucky. And I remember kneeling down and praying and saying, Lord, you control my body. And I can't get no sleep tonight. And I might just be able to take just a little nap. But I remember praying, Lord, you can make it, you can make my body just like I slept for 8 hours. And I remember when I got to Kentucky and I was preaching a tent revival, I remember I felt so refreshed and so rested. And I had maybe just slept just a few hours. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, God has the power to give us rest. You know, the devil will steal your sleep. Amen. Have you ever thought how much you sleep in your life? Amen. How old are you? Let's just say that you sleep 8 hours a day. That's 365 times 8 when you're 1 year old. And, you know, you do a lot of sleeping that first year. But anyways, let's just say you're 50 years old. Amen. And you have slept approximately 6 to 8 hours a day. They say you need 8 hours of rest every day. That don't include the naps. And, you know, 50 years old and you have slept 8 times 365 and then you multiply that times 50. How much is it, Sister Tanya? How much have you already slept? Hours? Okay. So how old are you, Sister Tanya? How many hours have you already slept? 8 hours a day. Anyways, you know that you sleep a lot. And the devil will steal your sleep. It's God's design for men, you know, and some people say, man, my wife, she's way over a million already, some people say. Amen. One guy told me, said, when I got up, he said, man, you didn't get your beauty rest. And somebody else said, it'd take a coma. But rest is from God. And the Bible says, amen, he maketh me to lie down. God will give you rest. Amen. They've got sleep studies. You heard about that preacher that the phone rang in the middle of the night. And I've had that before, and it rang in the middle of the night, and they never said this. But this lady said, preacher, would you preach to me? And he said, what? And she said, yeah, preach to me. He said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, I know, I can't sleep. She said, but for some reason, when you preach, I can sleep. Amen. It's not God's will to sleep in church, but it is God's will for us to sleep. And God will give us rest. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. God will give you rest. The Bible said he giveth his beloved sleep. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on. Still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The refreshing of the Holy Ghost. The refreshing and the calmness. Amen. I thank God that He wants to move in our midst. Amen. But Sunday morning they were singing that song in the altar call. Peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. You know, the world knows nothing about peace. Amen. Sister was talking about, Sister Brittany was talking about tonight. Amen. About people being divorced. Amen. And people's lives being in chaos. Amen. But you know, God will give us peace. Amen. He'll give us a refreshing. He'll give us a touch of God. He said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes God has to restore us. Amen. God has to restore our soul. Amen. There have been times I come to church. Amen. Oh, I just needed a restoration. Hallelujah. I'd been in the battle. I'd been in the fight. Glory to God. Amen. I know it might have been Wednesday night. I know it might have been prayer meeting. I know it might have been Sunday school, Brother Richard. Amen. Hallelujah. I know, amen, people's minds may have been somewhere else, but I needed a restoration. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on, I shall not want. You know, the Bible said, He restoreth my soul. Glory to God. You know, we get wore down. Hallelujah. I heard a preacher say that he was driving down the interstate and there was a semi full of old cars. And he said, without even thinking, I said to myself, he said, there goes a bunch of cars to the junkyard. And he said, something hit me and said, look again. He said, I got to looking at them cars. I was passing them on the interstate in the, you know, in the fast lane. And they was over there on that semi, just a bunch of them. He said, I got to looking. He said, they wasn't going to the junkyard. He said, they was 57 Chevys. He said, they was 46 Fords. He said, they was old antiques that somebody had dug out of somewhere. And he said, they was carrying them on that truck. He said, I said, wait a minute. Those cars ain't going to the junkyard. They're going to the garage to get restored. I want to tell you, the devil will say, ah, amen. They're going to the junkyard. They're just going to be thrown aside. But God said, wait just a minute. Amen. They're not going to the junkyard. Their life is fixing to have a new beginning because He's the God of new beginnings. Their marriage ain't over. Amen. I'm just working on it right now. I'm going to put it in the garage. I'm going to change a few spots. I'm going to give it a new paint job. I'm going to bond to a few places. I'm going to order a few new pipes, and I'm going to restore them brand new. I shall not want restoration. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Guidance. I shall not lack guidance. Amen, friend. We need the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Bethany was talking about talking, amen, to somebody today. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about holiness and living right. You know, the world looks on us and say, you look so different. You dress so different. You act so different. Why? Amen. Do we have to sign our name when we go to the church and say, we'll do it such and such a way? No, friend. We know better than that. That has nothing to do with it. When we get to heaven, is God going to say, did you do such and such? Did you join us? Certain church. Amen. No, we know better than that. It's going to be if our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to tell you something, young people. Amen. There's a lot of roads that people are traveling, but on those roads of sin and on those roads of worldliness, it's nothing but heartache and failure and pitfalls and disaster and wreck after wreck. Amen. But I'm going to tell you about the path of righteousness. It'll keep you, amen, safe and saved. It'll keep your soul all the way to heaven. Guidance. Praise God. You know, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people who are not serving God because they got on the wrong road. The devil talked them into it, said, oh, those little bitty things don't matter. Those little bitty issues of wholeness, that doesn't matter. Friend, I have to admit to you tonight, amen, as your pastor, praise God, there's a lot of things, amen, that may not be a heaven or hell issue for everybody. But I want to tell you something. If God deals with me about it, it's a heaven or hell issue for me. And if God deals with you about it, amen, it's a heaven or hell issue for you. Amen. And there's things written down in the Bible. And I know that times have changed. And I know that people have changed. And I know that churches have changed. And I know that preachers have changed. Preachers don't preach like they used to preach. Amen. And people, there's this old song that says, preachers don't preach like they used to preach. Amen. So there's a song that says, people don't dress like they used to dress. Amen. Y'all ever heard that song? I have. It caught my attention. It said, people don't dress like they used to. I probably shouldn't say this, but I've done told you so. It said, people don't dress like they used to dress. And it goes through it a little way. It said, they used to wear their dresses down below the knees. Now they're so short you can see what you please. My God, help us tonight. Amen. But I'm going to tell you about guidance. I was talking to Brother Bobby the other day. We was laughing about a few things, and this came to my mind. Now, listen, I'm not boastful or bragging, and I know that we're all human, but I'm going to tell you about something that happened to me. I went to Fort Worth for something a couple years ago. I think it was something with a school, a class for the school that I had to take. Now, I was staying in a motel, and we had been in class all day, and I come in the motel. I don't know what motel it was because this is kind of unusual. I guess it is. I've not seen it before because there wasn't no sign or I didn't see it. I saw one of those lemonade things, kind of like. Now, this is a fact. I thought, man, they got some apple juice because it was a little yellow. It was beer in there. I didn't know it was beer. And I'm going to tell y'all a fact. I went over there and I got me a cup and I poured it right in there and I was thirsty and I filled it up and I done like that. And I'm going to tell you, from here to here, within a split second, a knife went in my heart. And God checked me. I was thirsty. I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying I'd have swallowed it. I've never drank beer before. I'm not saying that I would have went to hell if I would have drank it. But I am saying this right here. I had no idea to know. There was no way I could know that that was alcohol. But God knew it was alcohol. My mind was on a million things. I probably was on the phone. I probably had things going. I pulled it. I filled me up a cup. And right there, something. My hand didn't stop. Something went in my heart. Amen. I'm talking about it was the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And He kept me from ever tasting beer. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it could happen tomorrow because I was totally innocent. I had no idea that was there. But the Bible said, I shall not want. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. And I smelled that. I said, That smells like beer. And I went over to the counter and I said, is this alcohol? And they said, yes, it is. And I went and poured it out or something, you know, and I never did drink any. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. We find ourselves in places that we can't do nothing about, but God knows how to get us out of everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray about it. You feel convicted about something, pray about it. You know why we won't pray about it? Because we're scared of what God will say. The reason we won't pray about our movies and things, because we're afraid of what God's going to say. We ought not to be afraid of what God's going to say. We ought to be afraid of what God's going to say in the judgment. Hallelujah. Said, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Well, y'all ought to feel better. I'm already at number 5. Amen. Courage. I shall not lack courage. Hallelujah. Amen. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. I've been in times where I was afraid. Amen. Spiritually. I've been in times where I was afraid. saved. Amen. In my natural, I think about it. I may have told y'all, amen, when I was in Africa, and you know, you get out of your comfort zone, you don't know how you'll think or react or be afraid. Amen. I had fear grip my heart one day over there. Amen. I was way out in that church that we had built out there, way out. We had drove several hours out there, and fear had gripped my heart. I was afraid, amen, of what they could do to me. There was no reason for me to be afraid. Amen. All of those people loved me. Amen. They treated me like you wouldn't believe. They would literally bow when they come and shook my hand because, you know, he had told them that I had built that church or sent the money, even though I had not, but I had gathered it up and sent it over there. And they were so humbled that even that man, amen, who was the leader of that village, come to my feet and bowed at my feet. Amen. Somebody else in that village came, amen, and they had named their baby Sam Snow. Now, I don't know, amen, what this baby looks like. I can tell you he's not my baby, but he is named after me. And there is a child, if he's still a living, amen, over there in Africa, and his name is Sam Snow. And I hope and pray that he becomes a preacher and serves God. Amen. But those people love me, but fear gripped my heart. And you know, sometimes we're afraid of stuff that we shouldn't even be afraid of it. Amen. But I shall fear no evil. I will lack no courage. Amen. God will give you courage. Amen. If God is dealing with you to preach or work for Him or step out and obey God or do something, fear will hold you back. Fear and doubt hold hands. Amen. Hallelujah. But faith will kick fear out the door. Glory to God. I shall not want is what I'm preaching on tonight. Amen. I shall not want courage. I shall not lack courage. God will give you courage. You know, I've been there before when I felt like God wanted me to witness. And man, you know, I mean, you get so afraid. I remember when Evan was healed of asthma, I took him to the doctor, and I felt like God wanted me to tell that doctor, Miss Russell, that we believed God had healed him of asthma. And I can still remember how I thought my chest was going to bust. I was so afraid. And I just had to say a few words. But you'll get yourself in a place where, you know, witnessing or handing out a tract or asking somebody to come to church or something. I mean, it takes courage. You know why it takes courage? Because the devil don't want you to do it. And he'll fight against you. He'll say, don't talk to them about that. You'll ruin it. And say, you'll make a fool of yourself if you say that. Amen. But God will give us courage. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Fear will come upon us. Amen. Even in the night, fear of the future, fear of failure, fear of what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you something, saint of God, with your hand in God's hand, all that's going to happen is what God allows to happen. Hallelujah. Nothing more and nothing less. Nobody's going to touch you. Nobody's going to hurt you as long as your hand is in God's hands. Amen. I shall not lack comfort. I better move on. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God will comfort us. God will wrap his arms around us. God will hold us. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen, brother or sister tonight. Children of God, you are precious to Jesus. You are precious to Jesus. When you cry, he cries. When you hurt, he hurts. Hallelujah. We don't serve a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Comfort. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The rod and staff is two different things. The rod was like a billy club. Amen. I know we look at Shepherd with that big crook. They did have that. And a lot of times it was long. That was used for a lot of things. It was the symbol of the shepherd. Amen. It was each one's was different. Amen. That was their signet and how they signed things and different things. But he also carried a rod. Amen. That rod was used as defense. That rod was used for correction. Amen. To the sheep. Amen. And God used Moses' rod just like a billy club. That's what he used. Not the staff, but the rod. Amen. I want to tell you, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. God will comfort us when we need comfort. Let's go to number 7. Supply. Thou preparest the table before me. Amen. Who set the table? Jesus set the table. Who bought the groceries? Jesus bought the groceries. Hallelujah. That song said, amen, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I've got more than my share. Hallelujah. Another songwriter, I believe, said he would bankrupt heaven to meet my need. He will supply. His name is Jehovah Jireh. You know what Jehovah Jireh means? Amen. The God that provideth. Hallelujah. He is the provider. Glory to God. Supply. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Praise God. Amen. God will let you feast right in the worst situation that you ever found yourself in. And he'll spread the table and let you eat and be blessed and be satisfied and have joy and have peace and have the glory of God. Amen. Right in the presence of mine enemies. Glory to God. Right there where they would love to tear you apart. Right there where they would love to see you fall. Don't come on, church. Y'all looking at me tonight, but there's people that would love to see you fall. Amen. And I know the devil's behind it. Amen. But they can't. They don't have the power. Amen. God is the one that has the power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. God is the protector. Glory to God. We serve a God that is bigger than any and every enemy that anybody could ever face. Whether it is spiritual. Amen. Whether it is literal. Glory to God. God can take the bullets right out of the gun. Thank you, Jesus. I shall not lack protection. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest mine head with oil. I shall not lack power. Amen. God will fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was over in Tyler. Amen. I heard this preacher preaching the other day. Amen. A couple weeks ago, me and Sister Bethany went over there. Amen. He was a preaching. And he's a Pentecostal preacher. Amen. Not necessarily one that, you know, we would be around all the time. Amen. But years ago, this man was old time assembly of God, Brother Wayne. And he was a preaching. Amen. And he said, I want to tell y'all a story about one of the first revivals I ever preached. He said, I was a preaching at this little assembly of God church. And he told where? I think he said Alabama. And he said, we was having revival. People was shouting and praying. And he said, one night this big old man, I think he said he was about 6'5 and about 400 pounds. He said when he walked through the door, said he growled. And he said, I turned around and he said, I said, oh man, that man is full of more than one devil. Now I'm talking about protection. He said he come up that side aisle, and he said we was all shaking. And I guess if I understand right, he was just a young preacher. He said about middle ways, there was an old grandma that stood about 4 foot tall, a little more. And he said you hadn't hardly hear from her at all. He said, but she got to shaking under the Holy Ghost, and she met him right up at the front. And he said, I watched it all. He said, she stuck her bony finger in that man's face. and said, devil, come out of him in the name of Jesus. And said she began to speak in tongues and said that monster of a man wilted on the floor like water. Hallelujah. And said, prayed through the old time salvation before it was over. Said he come in there, amen, to do us harm. He come in there to hurt us. He said, he told them, said, I come in here to mess this meeting up. Amen. But you know what? Somebody had the Lord as their shepherd. Now I want to tell you something. God can be our shepherd. Amen. I remember, amen, Brother Mike started to come into church here. He's not here, but some of y'all might remember that time. Amen. That man came in this service with him. Amen. Brother Mike called me. He said, what are you doing? I said, you know, getting ready for church. It was on Sunday afternoon. He said, can you come down to the graveyard? And I knew, amen, it was where his wife was. Because his wife had died just a little while before he came to church. And I'm almost done. Amen. But he said, can you come down to the graveyard? And I had just bought a pistol. And he said, bring your backup. And I thought, well, he's talking about, you know, Sister Bethany or something. He said, that backup you carry in your car. Well, I knew he was talking about my gun. He said, thank you. I thought, my Lord, what in the world we got here? Amen. And I took off down there to that graveyard. I pulled up, there's a man there, amen, and he was threatening to kill him. And I just remember the first thing he said was, I can't touch him either. Supposedly he was going to kill Brother Mike. He was going to kill me when I got there. I can't remember it all, but I remember, amen, getting down on our knees out there and praying with that man. Praying that God would save him and deliver him from demon possession. He was possessed of the devil. Amen. We prayed and got a little victory. Amen. Got him in the car. Brought him up here to church. Was any of y'all here that night? Do y'all remember that? Amen, man. We had church that night. The Holy Ghost was here. Amen. We got to singing and shouting. I can't remember where he was sitting. Amen. People got to running around here. Well, I thought the Lord had touched him. He took off running, except he took down the middle aisle and hit the back door and ran out. Amen. I don't remember who ran after him, but somebody went out there and he said, where you going? He said, y'all are scaring me in there. Hallelujah. But I'll never forget. Amen. He come back in and he started looking at that cross or something like that. Amen. And started praying and God touched him. I don't know where that man went. We took him home that night. Amen. All I know is we let him off at a house. Amen. And I went back to that house. They said that his name was Arthur. He said, Arthur don't live here. There ain't no man by Arthur ever lived here. So I don't know where he came from or what the deal was, but I do know, amen, that God protected Brother Mike that night and protected us. Amen. And God will, hallelujah, in the presence of the enemies, give us power, anoint our head with oil. Amen, church. The 23rd Psalm, we quote it, we have it on, amen, papers in our house. We've got it on, scroll down wood plaques. Thank you. Amen. Different things. We put it on our obituaries for our family members. Amen. But the Bible said, I shall not want. I shall not lack. This is not just talking about monetary things, money and possessions. It's talking about the touch of God, guidance, power from God. He said, you anoint my head with oil. Amen. That was a sign of kingship or priesthood or authority. Amen. I shall not lack that. My cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy. I shall not lack that. Amen. And then last of all, how long does it last? How long is that car out there you're driving going to last? I love to buy brand new cars, except they cost so much. But to me, I think you ain't got to worry about them. You always change the oil. You always, you know, you do it yourself. And you don't have to worry about it. You buy a car that's got some miles on it. You don't know what people don't treat their stuff right nowadays. You don't know what they done. But how long is it going to last?
10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25, I doubt it, but
you better buy a Ford. But but what we have will last forever. Brother was telling, amen, yesterday he said that they was, sister, I believe in his church, got down to die. So they called the doctor. Doctor come in, said she was laughing, carrying on, talking about going to heaven, going to glory, going to see Jesus and all this stuff. I'm so happy, doctor. Amen, I've lived a long life. Amen, and all this stuff. Said the doctor come out. Amen, and said, I can't handle that. Said, I can't take it. Said, I've been with people, amen, cussing and cursing. Said, I've been with atheists, amen, who was begging for another life. He said, but I can't handle that woman. In there talking about wanting to die and wanting to go to heaven. He said, I can't handle it. Amen, said the boy, went back in there and said, Mama, the doctor wants to check you out. He said, if you could just be quiet and not talk about heaven. He said, Mama said, tell that doctor to get back in here. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm talking about it lasts forever. I said it not long ago, I've never heard of one Christian that come down to die and said, I wish I wouldn't have been a Christian. I've heard of people saying, man, I wish I'd have served God more. I wish I'd have done better. Children, I wish I'd have been a better example. But I've never heard of one that said, oh, I wish I wouldn't have got saved. You know why? Because it lasts forever. Forever! This building won't last forever. I heard that they said that they have got over there in Iraq. That's where the old Babylon is. That they have got bricks and stones that Nebuchadnezzar marked on and put. How many thousands of years ago was that? I've heard that they said over there in Egypt they've got pyramids. Amen, that archaeologists, I'm going to say words I can't pronounce, have dug down and found. And they said this was way back in the old Pharaoh's age. Look at these writings. Amen, but I'm going to tell you something. They ain't nothing in this world lasts forever other than salvation and a touch of God. What you have in your soul will last forever. Thank you, Jesus. I shall not want. The Lord's my shepherd. God's my shepherd. He takes care of you. Amen. Hallelujah. He takes care of his sheep. When the wolf lurks around, he doesn't run. No, he takes care. God knows the battle you face. God knows the troubles you face. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Can we say that tonight? The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Stand together with me tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We'll just gather in for a time of prayer tonight. Amen. Somebody needs special prayer. We'll take time for that. Amen. That's just fine. Let's just gather in.